of podcasting. The Foxy Podcast.
On the radio.
On the radio.
And then some ACDC are playing.
Meh, 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 meh,
that? Yeah. Does that do?
And it wasn't even Thunderstruck a second ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Playing one AC/DC song over the other AC/DC song.
Wow!
Yeah!
You could probably almost do that, actually. You probably almost mash up two AC/DC songs and they would be sound like the same song.
Minicast!
Hey!
Miniature little ones. Whoa. Seen a Shetland pony?
Like that, but a podcast.
Not a podcast. We have the Shetland pony of podcasts. Of horses.
Don't go with that.
A small statured pony is that.
One second we go from the you know, awesome thunder strike. commanding like lightning. we are
the Shetland ponies of
we're
horses.
We're like a little horse.
Look at it. Isn't it cute? So this is basically we're going to be talking about on this minicast. Gentlemen, what is it? Game releases.
2011.
Game
the
releases.
Future.
Actually, I think someone suggested this to us on Twitter, but we were sort of thinking about doing it at some stage ourselves anyway.
Yeah,
so thank you for rekindling the flame of...
It's a good topic.
...this topic for us. So...
What games are we super excited for this year?
None, really.
None.
Nah.
I've actually sold all my video game equipment.
Mm. I sold all my
taken
video
up metal
game.
Detecting.
Yeah, I've done that too, actually.
So
I sold my Xbox and PS3 and got enough money to get a gold panning pan.
Oh,
pan for Goldman.
I would love to see a guy at the beach, like, sweeping around the and then just go, ah, fuck this!
Just throws it in the water.
Well, I just did. Like a bag full of cans.
Yeah, the dude I saw today at Barwon Heads was like fully in, like obviously looking for shit people had dropped. He was like right up at the towel line with like a little fucking sieve.
You hear
him go, "Oh, there's a good bit," and he'd like
that's just somebody's watch.
Yeah, dude. He'd like sieve it out and go,
"Treasure hunter,
nah.
You're just a shithead."
Yeah, pretty much. He had a whip for some reason.
Like, what are you gonna find? Honestly, it's not like you're gonna find
like
a fucking
chain, watches.
Gold or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're being a bit of a prick. You're finding things that people
probably
have lost.
Keeps Geelong cash converters in very good business. Yeah, dudes coming back and buying their own watches.
Yeah,
it's the only concern is when you see dudes with metal detectors like hovering over like at the beach over someone's towel with their things like oh there's something here
or like find us
keepers
hand over the bag.
Oh my goodness, I wonder how long this has been here. This phone's ringing.
The guy's holding it.
He's holding his hand.
What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Metal detector. It's
I've
legitimate.
Got a certificate.
It's from Dick Smith.
Dick Smith certified scab.
National Australian Geographic store. Metal detecting kit.
Certificate. That's what a certificate. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's a shopping docket.
That says $20 on it.
So, apart from you selling all your stuff and you selling all your stuff apparently for gold pan equipment.
I might.
There's some stuff coming up with
the riches I make from my gold panning expedition, I will probably rebuy a console and play some of these games we were talking about.
We got one,
We're so excited about it, you can't even
cannot
say.
Get the word.
There's one coming out next week that I'm pretty excited about playing, Marvel vs. Capcom. I think we're probably just going to talk about that pretty soon, so there's not really banging on about it now.
I am very excited for that game.
What is it, some sort of fighting game?
It's just so stupid. It's just so stupid I have to be involved. Like, you watch the videos and I'm like, this is dumb. Like, it is so crazy.
I've not seen any videos on it at all.
Well, it's like
looks
guy
good.
From Resident Evil versus guy from Gauntlet. Go fight!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Ghouls and Ghostmen.
Ghouls and
Ghosts,
that's what I meant.
That's the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is the man.
It's just, it's insane. Straight up crazy.
And graphics, like, Street Fighter 4 obviously looked really good, but graphic-wise, it almost looks like you're playing a comic. Like,
it's really cool. Harsh. But yeah, anyway, that looks really cool. That's coming out very soon.
I'll have a look. I'm balls at fighting games, but I think...
Same.
Well, Marvel vs. Capcom, the one that was re-released on on arcade was really fun.
Yeah. That's it. You know, like that's the same idea.
You can still have a bit of,
Well, there's, you look at the super moves and stuff, and pretty much everyone's super move is like quarter circle, two quarter circles with two, no, or one or two one quarter or circles two. With two buttons, and that's it, and that's for it. Pretty much everyone. So they're meant to be a bit more accessible, I guess.
Yeah.
The other one that's coming out relatively soon that I'm keen to check out is Bulletstorm.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week, didn't we?
The demo.
Yeah, absolutely. And
the more and more I've played it again since then. Yeah,
no,
I'm trying to
I'm
not.
Holding off,
I don't want
See, I played it again and then sort of went, actually, I'm starting to agree with you. Like, I think I don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
But what I've been hearing is that it's there's more to it than just the exact same guys. Over and over and over again.
Oh, okay. So what, you like different kills and things like that? Like different types of kills?
You can't attack every single person the same way. Oh. You can't just leash everyone.
Otherwise you start losing points kind of thing. Like.
No, you just can't. As in they won't, it won't let you.
Oh, really?
Like, they might be leash resistant or like duck it or something.
That's kind of cool.
Because they hint at that in one. They say these particular guys, you should kick them first because you can't do anything. So there'll be certain enemies you have to get right up into.
Yep.
And I've also heard that and seen some screens and stuff of the bosses in it and stuff. Like
bosses
the giant
amazing, yeah.
enemies. Like the huge, massive.
I love giant bosses. Like that's one of my favourite things in games ever. Yeah.
Well, you'll also love Marvel vs. Capcom. Did you see the last guy? Spoilers.
I did see a screenshot of that. He's large.
It reminded me a lot of I can't remember the guy's name. It's like
Unicron,
Galacticus, or something.
Isn't that
Galactic
him?
Circus? Is that it?
Is that that place at the Crown?
Yes. So you fight against the arcade for Grand Casino in Melbourne.
Casino in Melbourne.
Ah, skill games.
Oh no,
tickets.
Laser tag.
Cool tickets. Ooh. I'm gonna get a giant comb.
Comical comb.
Can't use this in real life.
But yeah, it reminded me actually a lot of Smash Brothers. Because you're in a space in a stage in space fighting a guy who was like flicking it with his finger and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Bulletstorm right up there. And I'm looking for. I'm really excited about being excited about a first-person shooter again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the first one in a long time.
For you, definitely. Yeah. Well, I haven't played one since, there's been many come out since then, but Call of Duty was the last one I played, and that was great. But I just played that single player. So, I mean, this is just a single player game. There's no multiplayer in this one?
Multiplayer isn't.
There's co-op. Well,
the demo is co-op.
Is. But it's not like.
But no,
I don't think mode, it's like one-on-one.
No, like competitive.
Kind of
No. I'm looking forward to playing another first-person shooter as a story based on a game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the story being kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. A bit of a laugh and stuff. I guess, you know, that brings me to the other game we talked about last week, which was Crysis 2, which is coming out this year as well, which I'm looking forward to that.
Did you guys hear about that being leaked?
Yes, straight away. Yes.
Lame.
Yeah, it is a bit lame, but at the same time, I guess it's like,
shock.
You know,
yep.
Yeah. My God, a game gets leaked on the internet?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
When's that ever happened before?
Yep. All I can say is, hey, PC gamers, put your money where your mouth is. If you're one of the people who complained about the demo not getting released or it seeming to be a console lead platform, all of a sudden they're leading, you know, with all this console exclusive crap and making it more and more consoleized. Don't download that.
Mm.
You know, buy that fucking game.
Because
they're not going to do it anymore. They're going to say,
this
is another slap in the face for those guys who are busting their nut, just sort of going, come on, we're making this, we're trying to support the PC community.
Yeah.
And then within like weeks of its release, it gets fucking leaked.
Leaked, yeah, exactly.
And then everyone downloads it, their day one sales are lower than they should be on PC, but then on 360 they release it and it fucking sells gangbusters.
Yeah, exactly.
You wait.
It'll
that's just that will continue to happen. Mm. Like it's
It sucks, but yeah, it's exactly right.
Yeah, I know it can't happen for all different things on PC, but like things like RTSs and stuff will always be really strong bat-wise, but it's, I think the first-person shooter is the first casualty of of that.
Which is a shame. I guess that was
its birthplace,
isn't it, as a PC? So
definitely.
I mean, a lot has changed since then. Yeah. Being games coming out on the console, they're a lot easier. Like, because I know, like yourself, even like when you went from console to what was that?
My stomach.
Excellent.
Been eating nerds. Nerds aren't good for your stomach, Adam.
I think they were fighting.
It was my stomach saying, you guys are way off topic.
No, it sounded like your stomach was disappointed there was no more nerds to eat. It's like,
here you go.
Yay! being someone that really not that long ago converted from to and from saying that the first person shooter wasn't an ideal place on a console, like how much it's changed and how much easier it is to play. Well, not easier, but it's just you are more accustomed to it. And I don't think I'm just as horrible on both.
Yeah, whether it be PC, I'd actually rather use a controller now, which I never thought I'd say.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Purely for being able to do it for if I play a PC game now for longer than 15-20 minutes, it's like fucking hand cramps and stuff, and the keyboard, the angle. I'm like, how did I used to do this?
Yeah, which is dumb. It's
dumb.
I remember I had a nodule thing on my lower palm of my hand, and that was from
too easy
mouse.
Way too easy.
Yeah, I'd let that one
what?
Go.
What?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Nathan?
Palm nodule.
I don't understand what you're saying.
It's a masturbatory joke.
Other games. Look, to be honest with Crysis, I'm really keen just to see it running single player. I want to see how good it looks.
Yeah.
I reckon that the demo really reminded me of Killzone a little bit, the way that looks.
Killzone.
Yeah.
Just a similar kind of weight and look. Yeah. That kind of blurry a little bit.
Similar modern combat style game, which is cool.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the multiplayer more so on this. I didn't think I would be, but I'm going to play the single player. I'm going to really enjoy it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But,
hopefully multiplayer's got some cool maps and different modes that sort of give it a bit more depth than just straight team deathmatch.
Yeah. I think having a different set, and I know it is just another first person shooter, probably team deathmatch style game.
Yeah.
Barring all the other stuff that they put in, it's just nice to have something else to play that's not based on a Call of Duty franchise. Even though it's great, it'd be just nice to look at something different for a change.
It would be.
I mean?
I feel that that level that's included in the demo of Crysis it doesn't make good use of the suit.
No.
You don't feel special.
You don't? No. I'm going to cloak. Well, you're on a tiny level, where there's always people around you. Cloaking is
useless. You're a man made of glass. You don't you don't look invisible. No. You look like a man made of glass.
You do,
let's shoot that man made of glass instead.
Have levels that use that more, say jungle levels or something like that. I'd like to see that game with a more open sort of thing.
We could hunt
a dude off a cliff with your super strength.
I was on a mad Predator quoting frenzy last night at a party I went to.
It was
great. No, I didn't do that.
Should've done that.
No, it was mainly just the "What's the matter, Dylan?" Yeah, pushing too many pencils, and then we pretended to flex our muscles for about 5 minutes. It was great. It was just excellent.
And you do that, the hand thing.
The world's trembling.
Through text.
Actually, it was a lot of Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes, because it was a young girl at the party. She was about 16, and we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she's like, "Who's that?" And we thought, "Ha, that's really funny." She's like, "No, who is that?"
Yep.
And then three grown men surrounded her and went and started saying, "You've never heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger." It was all filled with that. It was hilarious.
Like the Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes.
I was like,
what is wrong with
you? It's like Night at the Roxbury, but with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You guys grinding on him, saying Arnold Schwarzenegger quotes.
Kindergarten cop!
Get to the chopper!
Kindergarten cop popped up. It was excellent. It's like, surely kindergarten cop, he is not a tumor. Things like that.
It's really funny when you think saying a lot of things at someone will help them understand.
Look, if she if she didn't know anything, she fucking knows it all now.
Yeah.
Trust me, she had to listen to us talk for about 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, we didn't realize. It was about 15-20 minutes gone. She disappeared.
And you were just there.
We were just like at each other.
Wow.
Realized she just sort of inched off. I'm like, yeah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
There, see ya.
But I find that you always feel very manly talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger movies with other dudes.
Oh, yeah.
I do it a fair bit. don't know about you guys.
Just Predator. It's one of those things. Predator is one of my favorite movies of all time. All time.
It's like, an excellent
movie. I could watch that every day.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie. Yeah.
That's it. I would do that.
I would say that's a perfect action movie.
Actually, you know what we did talk about last night is I had to break him to him that Bennett's chainmail vest was not chainmail.
Yeah.
I said, I'll tell you how we watched it on Blu-ray and all these years thinking, he is a tough motherfucker.
He's wearing chainmail.
Chainmail.
Where do you even
mustache.
Get that?
Australian accent. Yeah. John, I'll be waiting, John. That guy.
Wool.
He was
fucking wool. Blu-ray ruined it for me.
That's the worst.
It was it, though. It was like the high definition showed that it was, that's not chainmail, it's wool.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Damn shame.
That was sad. That was a sad day.
So I'm looking forward to the Bennett game that's coming out this year.
Yes.
Where you've got to make a...
The quest for the chainmail.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good game.
That was a good game. We are talking about games, aren't we?
We are talking, somewhat.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, this is a nice segue, is Duke Nukem, who's like is based on that 80s archetype.
I'm looking forward to the Doug Huggum game.
Doug Huggum. That was pretty good. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Mega 64, look it up.
They did a
counter to Duke Nukem called Doug Huggum.
They got...
The guy
is it
from
Johnson
Duke,
John or whatever his name is.
Oh, nice.
They actually got him in to record a whole bunch of dialogue, and it's very funny.
Yeah. Awesome, I'll check it out.
He talks about recycling.
I can't believe that the clip that they do like a little clip as well as the parody. They do a clip of him doing the voice acting, like actually doing the lines and stuff.
Oh, really?
And how so different weird. His real voice is compared to his Duke Nukem voice.
Really?
He's like, all of a sudden he drops down here.
And it's like, it's louder than his regular voice. I'm like, man, this guy's a real voice actor. Like, you can tell when it's on, it's like a totally different voice.
It's really cool. He's got a face he has to pull and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's wearing sunglasses and shit. It was very
interesting. Nice, let's check it out. Yeah, awesome.
But yeah, Duke Nukem, the game that was going to come out.
Of
25 years in the making.
25 years.
64 years in the making.
Golden anniversary. I read an interview this morning or last night on this and
with Duke Nukem himself
on my pants. basically what they've tried to do with this is not make it into a new game. They've basically got what 3D Realms' original plan was back in the day.
Yep.
And they've made that.
Oh wow, okay.
So pretty much all they did is they did the actual technical side of it, and it's the game.
So they just got it done.
Pretty much, yeah. So they're just putting
the varnish on.
Yeah,
it's
going to be the way the guy was talking was it's going to feel very different to games these days because it is literally a game from ten years ago.
Wow.
I'm keen to check it out. I'm keen to check it out more from a tribute side of things.
That's what it sounds like it is now.
Anything that people go into that's like total fan service like that, where they're putting in it from their heart.
It does put a different spin on it when you put it that way. Because as much as I won't say we, because it's mainly Nathan. I just stand back and laugh because you're
a sheep.
I've got no opinion. I literally have no opinion on that game because that wasn't my gaming background. So I don't care. But that when you put it that way, it does make it a little bit more.
Yeah,
so it makes it seem more relevant in a way.
Yeah,
that it is actually a tribute. Well, then not.
I can't wait. When you're sitting there watching him first person pissing, going, "This is a beautiful tribute to this loving character."
That's what I'm saying.
He can't help himself.
I can't. I really can't. I was trying not to.
Apparently,
it's just such horseshit.
Yeah. No, it is though.
I'm just sitting there like tearing up. Like this is just a beautiful
this
way
guy,
to salute Duke Nukem.
This guy.
The Manhattan Project, the side-scrolling 3D game.
It was contempt, right?
That was
the contempt he's got. That's
Nathan's
right.
Semi-successful relationship advice.
Lead all conversations filled with contempt.
Filled with contempt.
Yell at the TV. Do you know what I've discovered? Is that I yell at the TV a lot.
Ooh.
And I was just like sitting there and I've become self-aware. All of a sudden I'm like, looking at Tash, I'm like, I yell at the TV a lot, don't I? And she's like, yeah, you kind of do. I'm like, oh my God.
That's a bad habit to get into.
I've got
to
stop.
You're that guy.
I am that guy. It's generally
does
like...
Does that lonely get creepier as you get older and
it's
older?
It's not creepy. It's just irritating.
It's sort of creepy.
If I was yelling, Cox! Check out that chick's tits! If I was saying that, that's creepy.
Mainly because you're watching a porno.
I'm watching Dennis Walter. I'm like, check out that chick's tits! No.
Dennis Walter with nipple tassels.
See, I'm less of a yeller and more of a complainer.
What are you yelling about?
I complain.
Yeah, I complain with gusto.
With vigor. Vigorous complaining.
I get so angry, often I have to get up and leave. It's like, usually news or... or like those
that other one.
Infotainment kind of shows.
Yeah.
Or sitcoms.
Really sitcoms?
Or, yep.
So I
literally cannot stay if Glee is on television. I will have to get up because I get so angry. I start to rant. Like it's like to the point I don't even like have anything. I've just like I lose it and I say the same stuff over and over again and I leave.
If only you knew someone who knew a lot about psychology.
Yeah. No, that's why she just stays quiet.
She's just sits there, studying,
taking notes.
No.
That's why she's so good at a job. She gets to go home and practice.
She's like, this is excellent. Fuck, I'm cheating.
We're talking about the Glee game that's coming.
The Glee
out.
Game.
Yeah, there probably is
one. No, there's
numerous.
Is there probably a singing game equivalent?
Yeah, you sing like shit, and then they just auto-tune the Jesus out of it until it sounds good.
No, your job is you're the mixer in the studio.
Yeah, you've got to control the auto-tune.
Just like sitting there with turning auto-tune up to 11. Like, wow, this guy doesn't even sound like a voice anymore. Don't worry about it.
No, he's... No.
Dudes, eat this shit up. See, I'm starting again. It's like that's supposed to happen when you're old.
What would make you happy, Nathan? What game is coming out this year?
Actually, I have seen one that coming out this year that's made me look. LA Noire keeps surprising me. I thought I knew what was going on with LA Noire, and then every subsequent sort of video, it changes again.
Like, I haven't watched that new video.
I haven't either. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Watch it.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be heavy rain, like what the other videos have sort of made it look like, which is questioning people and reading their face and stuff like that, it looked like GTA 4. And then you see somebody, all of a sudden they throw in that facial animation in like when you're playing the game, and it is fucking weird, like how incredible those facial animations are.
Yeah, right.
But
that's due for this
like
year too,
shooter.
Isn't it? Really?
Yeah, and then there's investigation parts. You play as that one cop throughout the entire game, and you start off as a street, like a beating the street dude, you know, like a regular old officer.
Hopefully there's not too much.
They have a
street.
Beating
the street.
Yes. You might be, I don't know. Maybe you beat people. You seem to shoot a lot of people. But, so there's actual shooting, but then it goes into, like, investigations. So they're different parts. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, like I think the only times I've ever paid any attention to this game is when you actually say, hey, check this out. Like that's, apart from that, it's been off my radar.
I'm kind of just waiting for it to come out.
Well, it reminds me of, you know, like when Red Dead, like when they started showing videos of that and stuff. Mm. And you're like, yeah, but it's from Rockstar, so it'll probably be the same old thing. But then you sort of got
more and more.
Wow, this looks really impressive. It looks really beautiful.
They're good at that.
Those Rockstar videos were fantastic for Red Dead.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like, you know, what I was excited about for Mafia 2, which was the era, that 50s style, but without the, you know...
So do you reckon they've basically just tried to do that again? Well, they may be trying to recapture that same game, different setting... kind of
formula
that worked for him in the last game. And
do you mean Red Dead?
Yeah, like, you know...
No, it's not going to play like... I don't think it's going to play like
any
a GTA.
Horses?
Just looks like it could.
It looked like the way you actually walked around looked like it.
Yeah, right.
But then the actual investigation stuff, like you have to look through the crime scene and find stuff, and then you actually, the way you question people, like they use the example of you questioning in a particular way might end up trapping, like giving a lawyer something to use against you and getting their person out on a technicality and shit like that.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm really excited.
That sounds pretty good.
It
sounds
nuts.
Like Phoenix Wright.
Kind of, except they don't just sort of go, look, just click on everything in the entry. Eventually you'll get
something. What other game sort of did that? Did Condemned do that? Condemned. Well, you had to.
I never got. To, I never
condemned
played
your first person punched homeless people.
Yeah, but then you had to also look for clues and shit. I'm sure.
Yeah,
that was
it was forensic in the first.
Forensics
and that.
But it's not from a first person. It's like it goes. Into
Yeah.
Oh no, I think it. Oh no. Yeah. I haven't played this game. It's not out.
Yeah, it's not actually out.
It's not out
for
the middle of the year. And the other one I know you guys are really excited about is Skyrim.
Yo.
Yeah.
And you know what? So am I. I keep seeing more and more of that game. And I think I want to be a part of that. I came into Oblivion way too late.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm interested, but I missed the boat. And then all of a sudden, seeing the screens from that, holy fuck.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think it's going to suit you really well, too. Like, Fallout was probably a bit easier for you to kind of get into because it was not quite as hardcore maybe as Oblivion.
Yeah, but
Resist 2 might be a bit more
Fallout.
Streamlined as well.
And I think with Oblivion 2, you can get lost in the whole medieval style.
Yeah.
But I
it's
look
another
at,
medieval
yeah.
style RPG, like that kind of, you know, it's like, oh, it's like everything.
Yeah.
Don't sort of
but
delve.
I want to adventure. Like, that looks like a great place to adventure.
Yeah.
That, it
Fallout,
is. And that's the beauty of those
Fallout
games.
Fallout is a place where you want to survive. And I turned instantly into a scumbag because I'm like, I'm dying. Like, I'm literally dying. Yeah. I will steal, beg, borrow, fucking murder to live.
To
Whereas
live.
This is like, you know, you're in
you
the
can
snow
build yourself
and
up.
Majestic and shit.
That's always been my favorite part. And it's I think beautiful. That's why I never really latched on to Fallout is because of that fact.
Yeah.
It's because,
like,
you don't feel... And I know we've spoken about this before, but you don't feel compelled to adventure in a place like in Fallout, whereas
I always
there's less
to
wonder to find. Like,
yeah.
You don't
kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, guess what?
You don't.
Buildings
yeah,
are
you
fucked.
Yeah,
found
you
a rock.
You never.
It's all fucked up.
The only point you had in Fallout where it was like, oh wow, was when you first left.
The very
the
first came out. Yeah.
Whereas Oblivion,
oh, wow.
in particular,
oh, man.
Is the whole game. Oblivion. I remember Morrowind being the same. Like, there's so many wow moments because there's things you find like. Like everywhere, like
they need
the
to
reinvent,
and it can be anything. You don't know what's going to be there. That's the best part.
Yeah, exactly. It could be something really little.
Yeah.
Or
I hope
like,
they reinvent the WoW opening because I think like that not WoW.
Yeah,
WoW is
like
in
the,
walking.
Yeah,
and they're going, holy shit. Because that's something that they absolutely killed in Fallout.
Oh,
yeah.
But
did you guys we're still play the Shivering Isles?
No. But I watched
the
video.
Oh, my God. Best opening of any game
was
ever,
was it the butterfly thing?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. That blew me away, man.
You're in a... Oh, we can, I'm sure we can spoil it.
Yeah.
But it's like you're in a...
Yeah, you've told me about it.
Yeah.
You're in a shack and all of a sudden it's just like... explodes into
butterflies around this open
area.
Field and it's just
no, I've heard it's pretty amazing.
Well, you see that, you know, that's what they did later on.
Exactly.
You can imagine they've learned from that and I'm just looking forward to seeing magic and wonder again rather than just, like you were saying, I love
Bethesda's
seeing grass
sitting in the,
yeah,
in the developing
exactly grass
offices.
Huh, screen
the Bethesda sitting in the development office sitting there going fucking depressed black grey it's
like
fucking colour.
He met the girl.
Do you want to do another Elder Scrolls? Fuck yes!
Yeah! It's like a relationship thing. Like, he hooked up with his chick and made the first one. It's all beautiful. And then she dumped him and he's like, ah! Fucking Fallout!
Mutants and
it's all fucked! And then they got back together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like with Oblivion, like, that setting, they had more freedom to do weird shit too, like the quests in Oblivion where you, like, go into the painting and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, they can do it just
right.
because there's no rules, because it's all fantasy.
It's fucking magic.
They can have a fucking room full of
the
dicks
only
or
stuff
something.
They
like,
could,
doesn't...
They could just do
you
tripping.
Wish.
I hope.
Hey?
But
I've
again,
been...
Fallout.
You wish it was trolling the forums.
The Elder Scrolls 3...
The dickening.
Guy dicks.
Are
us.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Guy dicks.
But I suppose they did a little bit of that in Fallout with the ones where you were like tripping or you went into that sleepy thing. And...
Yeah, but still they had to say it was drugs that did it or a gas. Like,
yeah, this is like, it's magic,
it's magic,
motherfucker.
Just deal with it.
I've got a dragon head.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to make?
See that motherfucker? He's got a tiger head.
Ha! Do something.
Fucking night elf. The other one. Dark elf.
See that guy.
Furry. Wood elf.
Now he's a dragon.
Furry.
Do you know what I'm going to be?
Yiffin.
A fucking wizard.
Poof.
I'd love to be a
wizard,
yeah.
You can actually be a wizard in this.
Can you really?
Well.
Not a sorcerer.
No. I
want to be a wizard.
Just use your imagination, Nathan. Just pretend. Pretend.
Okay.
Poof!
Because a wizard implies that you're never going to actually battle anything directly. You're going to do a
no, you're just
going to
help out.
Shit guy means.
No, yeah.
Like booby trap
or
this
you just
cereal
help, like,
and stuff.
A young boy. All you do is help a young boy.
Yeah.
Wizards, that's all they do, help young boys.
It looks sus while you're doing it.
They've already retired, and they don't want... They've got no time for this.
I'm up! Poof!
Put that spell... Put that potion down!
Oh, no!
All right, I'll teach you.
My cat's turned into a walrus. Or something.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, my hat! Poof!
And then tell them they believe themselves.
Put that wand down! And they've got wands, and they're usually old sticks.
Yeah.
With a leaf still on it for some reason. How long's that leaf
one
been
leaf.
On it? I guess it's magic, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's being held on by magic.
Yeah, he's like, I like that leaf. Skyrim. I don't want that leaf to fall off.
I'm keen for that game. Hey, another thing that's coming out this year that's kooky as fuck is a 3D handheld video gaming system.
Oh,
wow.
Speaking of poof.
Yeah, that sounds... I'm really interested in this because I want to see how it hits, like how people take to it, whether or not it says... Enormous. I just want it to be out already so that, you know, it can... I've heard a lot of people, like, in the gaming press saying, it was like, it's really fantastic if you turn the 3D off.
Oh, God,
no shit,
really?
Because it runs, like, double the frame rate.
Yeah.
And it, like, lasts way longer battery.
Right.
That's funny. It's like TVs, man.
And
like, TVs...
Like, doesn't tie your eyeballs.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah,
they say the thing with the 3D TVs is, like, you don't... If you never use, like, especially on, like you know, like your really good quality 3D TVs, like, you know, if you never use the 3D, it doesn't matter because the actual 2D part is the thing that makes the TV
so good.
And I would totally believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last night, like I had the chance to play Donkey Kong Country on the Wii. It was really interesting in that a lot of the levels actually employed a lot of 3D elements, so it's like they were pretty much made for the 3DS. Like, there's parts where, you know, how you pop between the barrels that explode and stuff, well, they would pop in and out of the screen, and you hit enemies and they would fly out the screen, and as you're going through, like, say, the minecart level, you moved in and out of depth of the screen.
Collect bananas.
And it was it's made for it. That's awesome. I rode a rhino. It was sick.
Yeah,
I
liked
it. It's actually a really good game.
Do you know the swordfish isn't in the new one?
Isn't?
Nope.
Oh.
No swordfish.
He didn't want to sign up for another game, did he?
Yeah.
He's off doing his own his own thing. Swordfish. Side project. Yeah, he did that
Nintendo
movie.
Sword.
Fish.
Oh, goodness. I even showed Halle Berry's tits. It didn't do that good.
Come on, John Travolta.
John Travolta is a bad guy. Who would have picked it?
Halle Berry. John Travolta.
It's just going to be the only movie he's a bad guy where he didn't have that weird goatee. It's like, John, you're a bad guy. All right, I'll grow that square goatee again.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you sure
Very
he didn't
good.
Have a goatee in that?
Or maybe he fucking did.
A shit goatee.
Maybe, he probably
maybe
did.
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's unconvincing as a bad guy.
Nah. He's always got that laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Like he's always slightly crazy.
I can't not look at him and go, I got chills. And multiple.
He's like, so much bigger.
I know, but I just think
he's a large
like,
man.
He's grown up. He's, what's his name? Johnny Travolta? No, that's his real name. What was his name in the movie?
John Travolta.
Billy Sticks.
Billy Sticks? Jonathan Travolts?
Trav John Travolta?
Traversing the Terrain? Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Game.
Buy that game.
3DS. I'm interested.
PCP. I'm interested to see the PCP.
That's coming out.
I'm going to get my hands on some of that from Sony. The PCP.
Sony.
I've got a guy who can hook you up.
Yeah. You want to see 3D? This will show you 4D.
Motherfucker, this thing's touch sensitive.
Don't touch me.
Touch your mind.
We're looking forward to trying PCP.
There's a new dealer on the block. His name's Sonny. He can hook you up, man.
I think. Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
I think it's pronounced Sony.
Sonny.
Nah, man.
Sonny. I mean, that's another one my dad refuses to pronounce correctly. Sonny.
Sonny.
It's a Sonny. They're pretty good.
Yeah. I haven't heard of Sonny, Dad. I've heard of Sony.
Sony. Like they pronounce it.
like they actually say themselves.
Mm-mm.
And all you get is a clip on the...
Let's watch opera on the song. Oh, Sonny ain't talking about a fat chick singing. Well, he might be, actually.
Well.
Prizes!
Prize! You got a car? Oh, man. All right. Minicast.
We're going to talk about...
Yeah. What?
I thought we were going to talk about the PCP.
Oh, PCP. Yeah, we can talk about the PCP.
Is that out this year?
I don't know.
That's why
probably
I didn't. That's why I wasn't going to talk about
Minicast.
It's
as good as a real one.
It's as good. You can't argue.
It's all right. It's...
Set the bar low.
I like to think that's what everyone thinks when they go, oh, new ran through podcast. Oh, it's just a mini cast.
Yeah.
It'll do.
I'll listen to it. I'm taking a shit. It would take that one.
Yeah. I've got to watch Glee.
Glee's on in half an hour. Yeah. It's filling some time, I guess.
Yeah, that I'll do some PCP.
I don't have 6 days to spare.